the beauty of your glory. Thank you. The beauty of your glory. The beauty of his glory. This was a song that was sung by the angels. Hallelujah. And it was in a dream. Most of the songs that we sing are not songs that are composed. They are only an echo to the things that are heard from heaven. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed are you, for you come in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Most high, most high, most high. Yeah. I hail you, most high. I truly hail. You're the Lord Most High. Just leave alone. Get a corner, leave out. Most High. Most High. Most High. Basis, please follow the keyboard. I hail you. Most High. Listen. I was in the vision of the Lord and I heard the angels singing this song. This was not a composed song at all. This is what I heard. Listen. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you, Most High. You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne. I truly hail you, Most High. I hail you, I worship you. I truly hail you, Most High. I hail you, I worship you. We call you Lord Most High. Most High. We lift your name, Most High. Most High, Most High, help me with the cymbal drummer. Most High, Songs of the Spirit. Spirit. One of the most difficult things for a believer is the ability to align to spiritual things from the earth realm. Your body cannot adjust and align easily. It takes a superimposition of the spirit of life to be able to tilt you in, to assume a posture that, although not comfortable in this earth realm, will be able to grant you access to deep spiritual things. These are not special numbers. These are songs of the spirit. When this song came, it came from the bowels of the spirit. Now, I've had people sing this song all over the nation and people just trivialize it. And when I hear it, I just nod my head. It didn't come as a special number. It was not the song of a congregation. These are songs of the ancients. These were echoes from the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Teach us your ways, O God. Show us the path of the spirit. For Job said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, the feet of the lion has not trodden upon. These are virgin paths that the Lord will be opening up to his bodies even in these days. He said, after 2 days he will revive us, but on the third day he will raise us up.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory. You're the lifter up of my head. Only you, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory. You're the lifter up of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory, the lifter up of my head. Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting. For lifting my head when I cry, thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting
my head.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
This church. Thank you for lifting.
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 This church.
Thank you for lifting.
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 Hallelujah. When you begin to worship the Lord, many things happen in the realm of the spirit beyond your imagination. Your ability to stay in the place of worship until spiritual realities are crystallized will bring you into levels of blessings and grace beyond your imagination. And Ezekiel was caught up and he saw the cherubs worshiping. And hundreds of years later, when John in the Isle of Patmos was caught up, he still saw the same cherubs worshiping. They were not yet tired after hundreds of years. As I teach, because I see the angels of the Lord, and oftentimes they just stand until maybe we're ministering or something. But the moment the angels of the Lord begin to move around, then I know that there are things that I give you the highest, highest praise to the King. I give you the loudest praise to the King. I lift my holy hands, highest praise to the King. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all dominion. You have taken all the praise. You have made them yours. The highest praise to the King. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all dominion. You have taken all the praise. You have made them yours. Nina imaka, Nina imaka, sujada, Nina imaka, eh. Said in Psalm 24, stop this argument. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. The worlds, the systems, and they that dwell therein. And it tells us how it was founded. He said, for he has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the seas. Then he says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He gives us a condition. It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. As a result, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Here's your prophecy. He said, there is a generation that will seek the Lord, not a person. It's a mandate upon the generation. He said, this is the generation. This, not the prophets, this is the generation that will seek your face, O God of Jacob. And then, upon the strength of that prophecy, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, O ye ancient doors. doors that have existed through generations that will defy and stop the destinies of men and will not open up. He said, lift up your heads. And the gate spoke back. He said, who is this King of Glory? Because every man that came out of this realm needed another man to bring him back. Who is this King that will want to raise himself back to life? And there was an echo in the heaven. The Lord strong, mighty. Lord mighty in battle. Listen, every man that died in scripture needed another man to bring him back to life. It takes another man in the earth realm to call a man outside of the earth realm to come back. But when Jesus died, he called himself back. This is why the gates were angry. They said, how will you call yourself back? He said, to prove to you that the earth is the Lord. Whoever owns the earth must be able to leave it and come back at me. Let me tell you something. The day I understood this revelation, if you notice, every territory must answer to you, because the earth is the Lord's. Regardless of what the limitations are, there are no real landlords. Every man made land here. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the dominion. You have taken all the praise. You have made them yours. Hallelujah. You know why I rejoice in my spirit? Because this ministry will never be the same. Never. Never be the same. Never be the same. Let me tell you something. With every sense of humility. You see, in scripture, there were certain people who did not come out until certain seasons warranted their coming out. Are you listening to me? Every time you saw Samuel going to a city, something was changing. Every time you saw Gabriel appearing, it was to bring a message that will usher a season. There are certain strange people that by grace God has orchestrated and put grace. You don't see them out. They are not always flying here and there. I live like a herbalist until the Spirit of God asks me to come out. And every time I step into a territory, I rejoice because I know that the Lord wants to do it. So I want you to believe. The Bible says, blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance. I didn't pray my way into this grace. This is simply an election of grace. This is why there is no boasting. But God will do something mighty in this place. And so I rejoice in my spirit. Jesus looked at them and he rejoiced. Because once again, God will use this ministry and prove that it is not a waste to seek the Lord genuinely. The path of the Spirit may look slow, but when the speed of the Lord comes, it will make you afraid. Unto him who sits on the throne, blessing and honor, blessings and honor to Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, glory and power, glory and power, unto him who sits on the throne, sing blessing and honor. The Lamb who was slain, glory. Yes, you are the King of Kings. Yes, you are the Lord of Lords. Yes, you are the King. Yes, you are the Lord. the dead, you are Lord. Light is shining in the darkness. Jesus, you are Lord. Out of the ashes of your dying today, this is what I see in the spirit. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord, Lord is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new day. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new church. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Holy Spirit, behold, you are doing great things in our midst, and we choose to recognize you. I cannot help anybody, for I am a man. But Lord Jesus, would you do something remarkable in this ministry? For these remaining hours, change stories. Let the travail of years end. Let the cry of decades end. Please bring your people into the place that they have seen for years in their visions and their dreams, but have not been able to enter.
I am not worthy of your love. You showered me blessings from above. Back to the crime. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Days that we have are times that will require acute sensitivity. Be sensitive to the things that the Holy Ghost is doing. When you see God move like this, it's not a distraction, He's changing lives. He's changing lives. That a challenge of 10 years can just shrink within a minute in His presence. That's what this is all about, my brothers and sisters. This is not, we're not acting movies. God is changing lives.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless your name, Jesus. Go ahead and bless him in the spirit. Sita babalaka brandiba shibala boza priyadaba. Man brabasite baladaba koraba shidabale yadaba sibanda. Your kingdom come, O God. Let your will prevail. Let it be done in our hearts. Vipaka brandi shidaba yadaba la brandi sabo. Lift your hands all over this building, inside and outside, and just bless him in tongues, bless him in the spirit. Oh, si baba kataba la barado sobala na makaria na balana bo. So the one who is able to change anyone, the only wise God, the fountain of wisdom. Bless the Lord, O my soul.